Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Shauna Williams, and this is The Cutting Edge Show. This evening, my guest co-host is Justin Jackson. Thank you for co-hosting. Justin? Are you there, Justin? Hold on one moment. I'm having technical difficulties. Hear me now?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you because I got you on a conference call.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know why it's doing that.
Hold on a minute. Let me get you. I'm going to take you off. I'm going to get rid of you, drop you, and see if you can hear me. Hello? Hello. I'm not hearing. Justin, if you're there, I cannot hear you. Okay, I will start over. Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations. And you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Shauna Williams, and this is The Cutting Edge Show. This evening, my guest co-host is Justin Jackson. Justin, thank you for co-hosting. Republican Kelly Loeffler was defeated by Raphael Warnock. Raphael Warnock won the election, making history by becoming the first African-American senator in Georgia and only one of 11 ever. Stacey Abrams and many others played a pivotal role in securing this historic Democratic win in the runoff election in Georgia. This morning on Fox News, reported by David Edwards, Fox News host claims blacks were captured and blames African-American culture after Georgia's runoff. Rachel Compass Duffy, who is a Fox News host, said the African-American vote is very important in this vote. It really is what won the day. And the African-American culture has been captured by the left. The pundit added, whether it's sports media, their leaders, I mean, to the point where you have a pastor, a Christian pastor, who unabashedly announces that he is pro-abortion. Campbell Duffy claimed that the state of African-American politics is a very serious problem. Make no mistake, last night on the ballot, socialism was on the ticket and socialism won. And if socialism can win in deep South Georgia, socialism can win anywhere. So, Justin, do you have any comments? So, as you all know, in Washington, D.C. today, the protesters that are for Trump, how they stormed the Capitol building and the other buildings in Washington, D.C. with no problem whatsoever. Now, if it was black protesters marching, and if they got even half as close as these white protesters had gotten, or even near the stairs, it would have been a lot of carnage. They would have been spraying bullets. They would have been arresting people. They would have been violating your civil rights. But, you know, this is America with 3 K's. And systemic racism was at its forefront today. So, what are your thoughts about what is going on right now? If you have any questions or comments, dial 516-531-9540 and press 1. Now, some Republican lawmakers are objecting to the Electoral College certification. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, when the protesters stormed the Capitol, the House, and the Senate, and it had to be evacuated, the electoral vote had to be stopped.
I think that was crazy. Can you hear me, Michonne?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I think that was absolutely crazy, you know, what was going on today. Sorry about the technical difficulties for you not being able to hear me a little bit earlier. But, you know, while we are, you know, going, you know, talking about this, I think you're 100% right. You know, if those would have been Black Lives Matter people protesting about unarmed, innocent Black person being killed or unarmed Black person being killed, you know, we saw what happened. You know, unless that would have been, you know, Muslims, you know, United States citizens who are Muslims, they would have been leaking blood all over the area. So, I mean, I think we can all see a clear differential of not just treatment, but what is thought of as justice for American citizens, you know, here in America. So, I mean, what was your take when you was watching this unravel?
First of all, I wasn't surprised at all because of the racial climate that we are in, because of Trump's rhetoric. So, and he did come and tell them to come out and to do the things that they did. So
that
they were
true.
Following orders.
So here's my question. Here's my question, right, that I asked to you, and I also asked to the callers. You know, make sure you call in 516-531-9540. Press 1. We'll get you on the air. But here's one of my questions I have for everyone. The U.S. Constitution protects freedom of speech, okay? So we as American citizens have the freedom of speech. But it also talks about not being able to have like condone violence. So what the First Amendment says is Congress shall make no law representing an establishment of religion or prohibiting the freedom of exercise, therefore, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right to the people peaceable to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances, right? But
right.
If you continue to read on, it, in the Constitution, they even outline certain types of speech that is not protected, like speech that calls for violence and speech that can do imminent harm. For example, which they use in the Constitution, you cannot be in a theater and yell fire and there is no fire. You know, that is not speech that is protected because people, as they evacuate, can hurt people. Today, we saw United States President, the Commander-in-Chief, violate the Constitution with his rhetoric. He went there to the podium and talked to his supporters and told them to march over to the Capitol. Now, we all know that he's going to come out and say, oh, well, I didn't tell them to go inside. Well, I didn't tell them to hurt anyone, but the tone and the admiration that you was using and the agenda that you was pushing and the lies that you were spreading out, you know, literally caused one woman to be shot and killed.
She was shot,
right.
Took it to the hospital and killed. What are your thoughts? And what are the callers' thoughts on this?
Well, callers, if you have a question or comment, dial 516-531-9540 and press 1.
What are your thoughts on this, Michelle?
I think that Trump should be held accountable for his actions.
What does accountable mean to you?
Accountable means to me is that he should be prosecuted. Just like if you a criminal, or no, mm-hmm. you don't even have to be a criminal. Say you go for a ride with somebody, and they stop by a store, and they're like, oh, I'm going to run into this convenience store and grab something. They go in that convenience store and rob the convenience store, even though you had nothing to do with it, didn't know what was going on or anything. You were just a passenger in a car. They get caught. Guess what? You're going to jail, too. You're going to be an accessory, even though you did not have a gun, you did not go in anywhere, you didn't rob anybody, just by association. So, therefore, yes, I think he should be held accountable.
Well, I mean, one of the things I will have to say, though, you know, one of the things that Attorney Barr, you know, they talked about earlier when they was doing the Mueller investigation, was that a sitting president cannot be tried except by Congress, right? And which is the reason why that Trump wasn't indicted, you know, two years ago when the Mueller investigation was completed. So I mean, obviously we're in sticky waters there. So how do you think we should maneuver through that? Some
he won't be
senators,
a sitting president much longer.
True, but right now he is.
Right.
So how do we? That's my thing. How do we regulate that? You know, I mean, what I mean, I know some Democrats are calling for them to impeach him all over again, and calling for Vice President to invoke the 25th Amendment. We do have one caller, 8051. 8051, you have a question, comment?
Oh, I know you hear me. I don't even think they need to invoke the 25th. Let's go in there and throw him out. He has embarrassed this country. We're open to be invaded by other countries now. While we're sitting up with each other, other countries probably got somebody already in the United States to take us over. It's a disgrace. I don't like what's going on, because if they had them black people, they'd have been dead by now. And we sitting up there watching these folks still alive, and somebody needs to go in there and throw a bomb on the White House.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I agree with you in so many ways. But, you know, with the country having law and order, as the Republicans like to shout, you know, there are measures that have to be taken, right? So,
no, you're talking
you know,
about their law and order. That's just like
right.
history, their story. That's not
right.
law and order. Law and order for them is the rules and laws that they wrote, that they want to keep in order. It don't include people like us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a downright, I'm ashamed to say that I'm from the United States. I'm not from anywhere right now. Because the other countries are laughing at us. And Russia
right.
is waiting on us. He's probably in cahoots with Trump, too.
Mm-hmm.
We would
not,
have
most
never
definitely.
Got on the lawn.
Did you see the police officer helping the woman walk down the stairs from the congressional building? Helping her walk down, holding her hand.
Did you, where were the police when they went up? Nobody
exactly.
seen.
No, I agree. I 100% agree with you. I mean, like, when I saw what was going on, I was in the middle of work, and I'm watching what's going on. I'm like, yo, shoot them. What are y'all waiting on? Like, that's how they described it. We act when we protest. Those they were taking measures that they say that, you know, black people, oh, whenever you guys mad, you guys do this or you guys do that or blah, 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 blah. But it's like, no, that's what you guys do. That's exactly what you guys do, and they demonstrated that today. We have another call I want to bring into this conversation, 1233. 1233, do you have a question, a comment, or something you want to contribute to this conversation?
Yes. I'm just wondering what the punishment is going to be for, like, all the protesters, because it looks like a lot of them that they could have got just walked away.
Yeah. I agree. I 100% agree with you.
They would have been rounded up. They would have put barricades around so they couldn't get away.
Mm-hmm.
And
because,
bags,
you know,
buses.
They broke into a, they broke into like a, not just a building, a federal building, and just walked. So I'm just curious to see, like, what kind of punishment those people receive, if they will receive any.
100%. And the question is, how can you give these people punishment if you don't even know who they are anymore? Because they're gone. They let them escape.
I mean, I think they'll find them. I mean, I actually seen some people have been identified. Some people have been identified. Like the person who was sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk. I mean,
yeah, he
somebody
had his mask off.
To
he
identify
could,
him.
He could, they have technology to identify that person, 100%.
I mean, no, I don't think they'll get everyone, but there are some people that they definitely can get.
Yeah, that is
like
true.
The people walking around. The man kind of dressed like a woman. The other man that had like a flag on him. That's what I think. That's who I think, I guess, can be identified. No, I don't think everybody can be identified, but some of them people just didn't care. They just didn't care at all. And their faces were shown, and, I mean, they didn't seem like they were going to get in trouble. They didn't seem like they were worried about getting in trouble or anything.
Yeah,
they
I mean, I saw them fight, literally fighting the police. You know, they was pushing the police, police pushing them back, but you didn't see the police trying to arrest no one.
Yeah, that was very interesting also because, like, how they were fighting the police and, like, you know, we get killed for having a pack of Skittles and, like, they're doing all this extra stuff and it was, like, hard to watch because it's like, man, shoot them, like you said, and they were just sitting there doing nothing. And, I mean, I feel like for the most part nothing was happening because, you know, they are them. Like they're one of them. So, I mean, at the end of the day, they probably didn't care. They were probably happy it was going on.
No, I can agree with you 100%. I got another caller we want to bring into this conversation. We got a caller. Caller number 8121. 8121, you have a question, comment?
Yes, good evening. Can we also talk about how easy it was for all of these people to get into this federal building, the Capitol 100%. Building, how easy that was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that
like
very
CNN, CNN and Fox News both elaborated that that was the first time that the office has been breached since England did it. You know, just think about that for a second. If these people, these thugs that are running the streets, these gangsters, you know, these gang members, these terrorists, these domestic terrorists, you know,
mm-hmm.
they easily overtaken, you know, the Congress building. Easily. No, without
and
any gunfire. No gunfire.
Like they had got a ticket at the museum. They walking in, yeah. taking pictures, just strolling the halls. You don't see anybody's face. Concrete, and nobody's facing the concrete. Nobody getting robbed. None of this is fun. They just walking around, sitting all in the Senate, sitting up. I know they got probably got all type of classified information, paperwork sitting around because they had to get everybody out of there quickly. Everybody just strolling through. It's just the hypocrisy of doing a split screen on how we are treated with any other kind of protest, and this today was just so blatant and so clear that I, you know, to hear the folks even on the news saying that this looks drastically different than some other protests that have happened. What was going on? Why are y'all dragging y'all feet with this? But I just thought about that. But for a foreign power, and the whole country, the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching, okay, because we're a reality show at this point. Okay, to see that, be like, oh, how easy that is. All they had to do was even just be in the crowd. Because there was people knew they were coming. All you had to do was just be in the crowd and just walk up in there, blow some stuff up, shoot some people up, plant some type of bomb somewhere. Like, it was just so easy to get in. They just walked, just pushed their way, climbed the walls, and busted windows and walked in a building where there's the Vice President of the United States, elected officials, very important people doing their job, and then other people in there doing their job, and they just were able to get in so easily. It's absolutely ridiculous that nobody is worried about that alone. That's crazy.
I agree. I 100% agree. And my thing is, it's not just the fact that it was just so easy. It's the fact that it was so easy because they were white, and for the fact of they were Trump supporters. That is the reason why it was so easy, because if you just rewind, if you DVR, you know, 2020, you just rewind just a couple of months ago when there was protests for George Floyd, when there was protests for protests for Breonna Taylor, you know, they had tanks in the streets. They had choppers riding around. I live here in D.C. My boss lived literally a couple of blocks from the White House. He's watching choppers just drive around, you know, tear gas, rubber bullets. And it wasn't like, oh, this was a surprise. You know, just like when Black Lives Matter did their protest, it was announced, hey, we're coming, we're protesting. Trump called these people from all parts of the country to come here on this date a month ago when he lost the election. He called for them to come up. I remember driving from Illinois back to D.C., and we're passing cars with the little painting on the car saying, D.C. bound, stop the steal. You know, like, it wasn't like this was like, oh, my God, they just appeared out of nowhere. They had a permit. They had a permit to be at the George Washington Monument where they was hosting a national park where they was hosting their little rally there. And then Trump came and spoke, and then he told them to go over to the congressional office, and they did. You know, my question is, if you knew these people were coming, where was your tanks, like Black Lives Matter? Where was your helicopters? Where was all the riot gear beforehand? I mean, when James Blake was shot, there was protests. When they got ready to announce that they wasn't filing any charges on a police officer that shot him in the back 7 times, they already dispensed the National Guard. They're already ready in riot gear. When they came out with Breonna Taylor's verdict, they already had National Guards all over the place. They was already boarding up half the city. They already had police patrolling the streets ready. But when it's a Trump rally, when it's Trump, well, there's white people in the street, it's like, hey, why don't y'all go take a coffee break somewhere? Get away from here. That way this place could be easily overrun. We got another caller, 8051. 8051, I got you in the queue. You got a question, comment, or something you want to contribute to the topic today?
You talking to me?
Yes.
Okay. You all say one thing. They knew about, just like you said, they knew about everything that went down. Trump planned it, and wasn't anybody going to stop his plan. They were appeasing us at Capitol Hill today with what they were supposed to be doing, while all along they knew that he was going to do something. And he told you himself.
Wait, he said on national TV.
Wait till January the 6th and see. He knew, and they probably knew, that what he was going to have his proud people and the rest of his fan club to do. Okay?
So you're going to tell me
nobody knew. The police wasn't around. How somebody going to get up on a balcony And this is the where the president resides in Congress without the police being aware of this. They probably was told to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I agree.
Why they got away with so much as they did. And then they really making themselves look stupid and easily to be taken over by another
country. Mm-hmm. Now,
so
here's
we don't
my
care
question.
About this country. It's not my country anyway. I refuse to say I'm from a country that acts as stupid as they did today. It's embarrassing. I can't think of anything black people has ever done as embarrassing as what they did today to the rest of the world. And they call us stupid. They are. I don't know what you can say about them. He got some dumb, asinine followers, and they will go to their graves following them. So we may as well be prepared to help send them to their grave. That's all I got.
I agree. I agree. Now, you know, just going on a little bit, you know, with the, you know, the topic of the show this evening, talking about the Georgia election, you know, it looks like as things are being finalized, Democrats are taking control of the House and the Senate. Well, they already had control of the House. They're now taking control of the Senate. We have Biden in the office as president. You know, as Biden's watching this, as we as citizens who elected these people into these positions, you know, what are we expecting from them? You know, day one, you know, first off, I'm expecting, you know, to get that check that they promised. They said 2,000, so I'm holding them accountable to that, and I hope everyone else is too. But on top of that, you know, I think, you know, day one in the office, first thing that should be going on is there should be a declaration of war against domestic terrorism here in the United States. And I think the Ku Klux Klan, I think the Proud Boys and all these other Trump affiliates that stormed the Capitol should be at the top of the FBI list. They should be infiltrated. They should be taken down. And to be honest with you, they should be served with treason and given a death penalty. That's what I believe. What are you guys' thoughts? We have callers in the cube right now. And, Michonne, you can also weigh in as well. You know, what do you think day one should look like now with all of this that's going on?
First of all, I think they should deal with the Senate. If some of those have committed laws, defenses themselves, they should get rid of them in the Senate for trying to go against the Constitution of the United States.
Well, here's the question. I agree with you. I agree with you. So I'm not asking this question as in me arguing or anything like that. I'm asking this question just on the technicalities of things. How do we do something like that? Because what the way the Constitution is written is that's supposed to be left up to the voters of those states, right? Even though we feel like they have used deep negligence, how can we or the office or the office of the presidency uses its powers to actually target these senators? Because one thing we don't want to do is set a precedent of saying, oh, it's okay for a president to go after his enemies in the Senate and lock them up because they don't agree. That's one thing we don't want, you know.
No.
That's one thing I don't want.
I don't think going after them as his enemy, just going after
right.
them as they have broken the law.
Right.
They have
but
broken
you're right. You're right.
Law.
Mm-hmm.
And they should. He should set precedents to show that he's not going to show favoritism on either side.
Okay.
But he should do his job, and let's not look the other way because he don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. We put him in there to get things back in order, and that's whether it's in the House or in the Senate. He's going to have to come in and do his job. And if it hurts some people that are white, so what? They didn't hurt nothing.
So you believe, so let me ask you, Carla, you believe that Biden should not only nominate a U.S. state's attorney, U.S. Attorney General, that's going to actually go in and actually prosecute all of the senators and members of the House of Representatives for the laws that are violated within the 4 years? Is that what you're explaining?
Exactly. He should go in there and do his job.
I agree.
That's
I agree
all
with you.
He has to do is do his job, and he needs to go in there. And has he already appointed the Attorney General yet? I know they were talking about this white guy. I'm not this white attorney that Obama had wanted to be a judge, and the Senate wouldn't need to let him bring it to the table.
Biden is set to pick Merrick Garland as Attorney General.
Right.
Merrick Garland.
Everybody loves him on both sides, regardless. Nobody has to like him as long as he come in there and do his job. And that's what Biden's going to have to do. He cannot turn his head to everything that's happened. He's going to have to deal with it. Because if he don't, the black people are going to be on him.
So this is my question. If let's say, hypothetically speaking, you know, we get to March and we Biden's in office, we got the new Congress, we got the House, that right? What are we as voters are to do if they say that they're not going to prosecute Trump because they don't want to accept that presidency, and it looks bad for a former president to be indicted or a former congressman to be indicted? You know, do we then rally in the next election and not vote and have those people lose their seats?
No, bad
or
up.
What do we
they
do?
Was, you know what? Bad up. Because they were going to do it to Nixon. Nixon was smart enough to resign and get fired.
Well, not just that he was smart enough to resign. That's not what saved Nixon. What saved Nixon was that his vice president gave him a presidential pardon.
That's what saved
Nixon.
I said, you didn't hear what I said.
I'm sorry.
Nixon got a pardon.
Mm-hmm.
He resigned. And the vice president became president. That's the only person that can execute a pardon is a president, not a vice president. So when Nixon resigned to keep from going to jail, they were going to indict him and send him to jail. But he was smart enough, and Trump haven't done that. You were talking about nobody can indict him if he don't resign and get pardoned by Pence. He can go to jail with the Fed.
Now let me ask this. I mean, so the president can set pardons for federal crimes, but on the state level, it's left up to the governors, right?
Right.
So even if Mike Pence, let's say Trump resigned, Mike Pence takes over last day, I guess Trump's a pardon. Let's just say they do a 007 move like that, right?
Okay, so that's who you... Why do you think the states is waiting on him? They're waiting on
New
him.
New York is number one. New York said they're number one in line for him.
Hey, they're waiting on to take Trump out. There's a whole lot of governors got to step in line, but he can't be gotten to. It's just going to take a while. It'll be a long process, but he won't be comfortable while waiting.
So this is I know it might sound a little funny, but this is my question. Here's a question. As a president, once you leave office, you are given Secret Service detail for you and your family members for 10 years. What does that Secret Service detail look like in prison? You know, we never had something like that happen before. You know, like, what does that look like in prison?
I think they should turn their backs for one thing and let whoever wants him have him.
So do any of your callers believe that, you know, when Trump leaves office, that he's going to disclose secrets of the United States?
You mean the ones he haven't already done?
Yeah, the ones he hasn't already done.
Well, he's probably given all the ones he want to give away already.
Hey,
that's what's been keeping him in office. And he'll probably continue to blackmail a few so they can try to help him stay out of jail.
I think a lot of his pardons that he did, you know, I believe was within the last couple of weeks. You know, he had pardoned a lot of his buddies, but I believe that. Hello.
I think
can you guys hear?
One thing.
Can you guys hear?
One reason I think that something has to be with Trump is, Trump was groomed as a child to be who he is today. His daddy was the grand, the grand poopah of the Ku Klux Klan. So he was hating black people and women and everybody else. And he's just living the life of his daddy to carry it on. And it's time for him to totally shut down.
I don't think Trump's going anywhere.
You don't think he's going to the White House?
No, I mean, he's going to, because he keeps threatening a lot of these people going into the 2022 election as far as whose support he's going to, you know, he throws everybody under the bus, right? So a lot of people are thinking, okay, what's going to happen when they come up for re-election or, you know, their campaign in 2022. He's not going to have the same platform that he has now. Twitter's already shut down his account as of right now for the next 12 hours. So there's a lot of things he's not going to have access to like he does before. But unless he's in the penitentiary, which that could be possible as well, he's still going to be, you know, running his mouth. He's going to have there's a split in the Republican Party where you have just people who are just solid Trump supporters and then people who are going to want to return to the quote, conservative values, you know, the original Republican base, and then you're going to have people who are just diehard Trump, and they're not going to accept Biden as president, and that's going to cause issues. I'm concerned that he's going to try to bring some folks back on January 20th to cut the fool again down the Capitol when this man gets inaugurated.
Is that the start of a civil war? Is that the start of a civil war?
Yeah.
My question is that the start of the second civil war?
They were trying to start that today, so I don't know. They were trying to start that today. They interviewed one lady that got tear gas, and they asked her, why did you storm the building? And she said it was because it was a revolution. They asked somebody else, why were you in the building? Because Trump told us to. That's what he said.
Yeah,
so whatever he says, direct implies that's what they're going to do. So, people are looking way in the future, but what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, by the 20th? The man has to get inaugurated to be able to get control of the country. I'm glad now that Georgia has put us in the running now that we have some control in what's going on in the Senate. That's going to be a huge help. But, you know, they have the electoral vote. The counting is going on, not the counting, but the electoral voting is going on right now. We convened at 8 p.m. I don't know if they are, the Republicans that said that they were going to object, if they're still going to object after what happened today to try to drag that out. Like, it's just a lot of foolishness. It's a lot of foolishness going on. And I don't know that I don't think that it's over, especially when you don't hold people accountable for their actions like they did today. What would be the big deal in coming back? You didn't do anything to anybody today. You barely arrested anybody. What's the big deal? I'd come back down there.
So, but one thing I do want to make, one fact I do want to clear up, though, for the callers and listeners is that, yes, a president has to take the oath in order to assume control and power, but it doesn't have to be done on a national stage. For example, when Lincoln was killed, the vice president did not take center stage to for his inauguration to take the oath. That is something that is customary. So the president or whoever
they can inaugurate him over Zoom call for all I care. I'm just saying something's gonna have to be done. But I don't. It's probably gonna be other foolishness between now and then. Is what I'm saying.
I agree. And living here in D.C.,
I don't think they're gonna kill Biden because they don't want Kamala to be president because she's black.
Yeah, they're not gonna kill him because they definitely don't want Kamala Harris in there.
They won't kill him. They'll let him live. But like the caller said, these next few days is going to be very crucial. And what these crazy idiots out there with Trump will do. That's why everybody better be safe wherever they are and be ready for any kind of an attack because these people have gone nuts. Afraid of a race of people, you will do anything out of fear. You don't care what the consequences might be. You'll just do it and don't care because they feel like they're trying to save themselves from us. They're afraid of us. They should be. As much as they have done to us, they should be afraid to close their eyes.
Well, I will say this. Fox News has been reporting, and a lot of the Republican media, they are alarmed because they see it as a serious problem because now they're taking serious the black vote. And they said the left has the black vote, so that's putting them at a disadvantage.
Right.
And they have been talking about all day on their media outlets that the African-American politics is a serious problem. So that's what they have been discussing today all over different media outlets.
They are
downright
afraid.
Yes.
They should be. They've done so much to us. It's time for it to stop. And I think it's a new day out there for black people.
And they didn't think that Georgia could be flipped.
Here's a question I have for you, Mashawn, and also the callers as well. And I want to make sure we get 1053 in on this as well. If 1053, if you have a comment to the question that I have, you can go ahead or make a comment, a question that you have. But here's my question. Right now, what I believe is that there are a portion of Republicans who are saying, hey, we have to lock Donald Trump up in order to save the country. I believe there's a portion of Republicans who are saying, hey, Donald Trump is the way to go, right? What do you guys think? Do you think that there's going to be a split in the Republican Party that's going to push for the detention of President Trump right now once he leaves office and to hold him accountable for all of the laws he has been breaking? Or do you guys think that the Republican Party is going to continue down this Trumptopia that they created and fall in line with what Trump says and push for him to be free and continue to allow him to have these rallies around the country to boost support?
Well, it was already mentioned that they should, I'm not how they're going to do it, but fix it where Trump cannot run for public office anymore.
The only way to do that is to arrest him.
I think that I'm not sure if it came from the Republican Party. It might have. But Mitch, the first time he ever said something against Trump was today that he did not go along with what he was doing right now and what was going on outside the Capitol Hill, that he was not for that. and you wish that they would leave and go home.
10:53 Did you have a question or comment?
I just want to make a comment. I think that Donald Trump is finished. On January the 20th, noon, he loses his power one way or the other. And I don't have any real fear about Trump after he leaves office, because he's going to have to fight his life just to stay out of prison. And once he loses all his power, see, what makes Trump effective is that, number one, Trump holds you accountable. See, that's something that voters don't do, Republicans don't do it, Democrats don't do it. Trump holds you accountable. Only he holds you accountable for the wrong reasons, but he holds you accountable, and there's a penalty that you pay. And that's why he's so powerful, is that he does hold you accountable. And that's one thing you can admire him for. He does hold you accountable for his actions. And people react. You're talking about how they reacted to the disturbance at the White House. The reason why is because the way we react. See, people, and I don't advocate violence, but when you say every time something happens, except when they shoot a black man down, all you want to do is pray, and you want to take out your Bible, and you want to give forgiveness. Well, that's good. I believe in all of that, but the truth is, people don't respond that way. People respond force with force. And if you start reacting differently, you won't get a different response from the people. And I think Trump is good at that. He's a pro at that. He makes you pay a penalty. You cross him. That's why he's look at the people he has working for him. Ted Cruz. These people are not stupid people, but they're dancing to his music. Because he has power. Once this man loses that power, you can forget about Trump. Trump just will be another white man on the street. And all his enemies, Trump has a lot of enemies, I think. And these people are coming after him. They can't do anything now because he doesn't have any power. But as long as Trump sits in that White House as president, he's the most powerful man in the world, whether we agree with him or not. He is. He's the most powerful man in the world, and he will make you pay if you cross him. And I think that we'll have to react and make, like Joe Biden, make him accountable, like Trump made his party accountable to him. This is now the Trump party. And I just think, I don't think we have too much to worry about Trump after January the 20th at high noon. He's out. He's through.
I think there's just a caution there, caller. I believe that if the Democratic Party don't make it an issue to go after Trump, we need to go after them. We need to vote him out of the office, you know, whatever it takes, because I believe that's 100% nonsense. Because if they don't go after Trump, we do have something else to worry about. And I'm not saying go after Trump just because we dislike him, we don't like his politics, talking about for breaking the laws. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I agree with that.
Hey, what do they say? What do they say at Trump rallies? Law and order. Law and order. You know, I've been screaming that for the last couple of weeks. My fiance has been telling me to shut up so many times. All I keep saying is law and order. Like, when they break the law, they like, oh, well, it's us. It's different.
Right.
But if black people break the law, hey, law and order, buddy. You know, they've been breaking the law the whole entire time. You know?
And
so all I'm saying is law and order.
Well,
what
that's,
saying,
that's
caller?
True. And we have to hold our elected officials accountable. See, Trump
mm-hmm.
made his party accountable to him. That's why he had such a tremendous following. It's because they listened to him. He had got 70 million votes or whatever it was he got received. That's a lot of votes. And he holds
mm-hmm.
people accountable as long as he has power. They had power. He has power over those people. But once they can't really have – they're not effective, because he doesn't have any power, you gonna see his power just dwindle to nothing. I don't think Trump's gonna be any threat at all after January 20th at noon. He's not gonna be effective like people think. I don't think he's gonna be no threat at all.
Here's a question for everyone. Does President Donald J. Trump attend Joe Biden's inauguration?
What
do you guys got? Does Donald J. Trump attend Joe Biden's inauguration?
Does he attend?
Will he attend the inauguration?
I could care less. I could care less whether he attends. It doesn't mean nothing. I could care less.
I got another call.
I think he should but he's not going to. He's not going. He will not transfer power without violence. So we know what he thinks. It doesn't matter whether he attends or not. It doesn't mean anything.
I got another call at 6147. 6147, you got a question, comment, or anything you want to contribute to this topic?
Yeah, I got a comment, guys. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Doing well.
Man,
thanks for calling in.
I'm a huge believer in when it comes to suffering, when it comes to lessons in life, you turn them into blessings. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what happened today, and I am ashamed of how everything happened. I don't know how they got in our capital. That just shows weakness. No one should be able to break in our capital, period. It should take a freaking army to break into our capital. And that was no army, so a little disappointed right there. But what it did show is, I believe, once someone shows you their true colors, you don't try to repaint them. You know what
I mean? That's true. I agree.
It showed the country what those people are standing for. They lost, They lost, and they think they can cry about it and change democracy. That's not our democracy, and that's not how we were founded. And it was very disappointing for a whole America today. And I think 95% of Americans can just agree with that.
I 100% agree with you, Colin. I think it was a shame. I think 100% agree. We got another caller, 1111. Did you have a question, a comment that you wanted to bring in to the mix? One, 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 we got you on air. One, 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 are you there? We can hear you. Okay.
Stop wasting space.
So, I mean, for me, I believe, I 100% agree, with the last caller. You can't try to repaint, what we see. I mean, everything at this point, as Americans, there is no middle ground. There is no I'm in the middle. I don't believe there is no I can see both sides. So instead, both sides are completely different. I think we have to hold people accountable, those that we know, those that we don't. I think that we should take our votes and put them into power. And if we don't have a proper candidate that's running, then we should look to see what we can do to run ourselves.
Can you turn your ears up and listen while you're in it?
What did you say? I think, this is a call to action. We as the people, our votes matter. Georgia proved it. The Republicans have been running off the Senate and the House and for president for the longest as black people don't matter. Guess what? The whole hood of Georgia turned out, and not just the hood, but the wealthy people of Georgia, the black wealthy people of Georgia, because not everyone in Georgia that's black is broke. There's a lot of rich people there in Georgia that's black. There's a lot of opportunity there for black people in Georgia. They turned out and they made their voices known. They turned out and said, wait a minute. Right? They put their vote out. So when they say that your vote don't count, your vote do count. And it doesn't just matter for the presidential election, but it matters for the presidential election, for the Congress, for the House of Representatives, for your school board, for your councilmen, for your chiefs, for your attorney general of the state, for the prosecutor, for your judges. You know, our votes does matter. And I think Georgia showed that. You know, no one, not even Biden. Biden came out and said that they don't expect to win those seats. And guess what? Georgia said, hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some black pepper in.
Stacey Abrams.
You know? Go ahead, Carla.
She was a big player.
Huh? What were you saying, Carla?
No, I said Stacey Abrams was a major mm-hmm. player in getting that vote out. And that's
oh,
what
yes,
really counts.
Oh, definitely was. Yes, she is.
I don't think you can overstate the importance of elections, city, state, and county elections. These are the people that actually run the government day to day. And I think a lot of times blacks did take for granted that their vote didn't count. But I think we have awake now. I think we're awake now. And if you're not,
1111, we got you back in the queue. 1111, do you have a question or comment that you want to add on to the show? 1111.
Hello?
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, this is my comment. I think Trump is a very dangerous man to have this much control over his supporters, and for them to act like they act today. It tells you this man has a lot of power, and he really needs to be in jail. I don't believe once Biden get in there, it's never going to stop. He's going to continue to try to. He might even try to kill us. You know, you never know. He knew exactly what he was doing when he was talking to them supporters today. Exactly. That's what I think.
I agree. Hey, we got somebody with a door open. If you can shut that door and mute yourself. We got somebody with a beeping sound in their background.
Okay, you mute them.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
But, no, Carla, I 100% agree with you on that. I 100% agree that, you know, Trump is a dangerous man. I mean, we knew he was dangerous when he got elected into the office.
We knew
he was dangerous before he got elected into the office.
If you think about it, there has been no president with that much control, never in history, with supporters, that they're willing to break in and do all this stuff, even with the government. Remember they had to try to kill the government just from him talking? So I
mm-hmm.
think that they need to arrest him.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. What'd you say, Michelle?
As long as Trump has the power, and as long as he's president, he's going to be Trump. As long as he has the power. But once he loses that power, believe me, I really think that once he loses that power, Trump is out of here. But
see, when you say no president,
how powerful the president was.
When you say no president has as much power as Trump, I will caution and say Roosevelt. You know, Roosevelt was pretty powerful as well. But the big difference between Roosevelt and Trump is Roosevelt, you know, what he said was speak softly but carry a big stick. You know, Trump said speak loudly and carry a big stick. You know, Trump is an instigator. You know, Trump is that bully in school who mama don't care. So he can do what he wants to, and he knows it, and he's going to be pretty vocal and bold about it, you know. So, you know, I think those are the most dangerous people.
Huh? With no brains, Trump. He doesn't have any brains.
Yeah.
He would be dangerous. He'd really dangerous if he had any sense. Trump would really be dangerous.
But think about it. He had all this. He comes out. He's talking to all these supporters. All of a sudden, they break in. They run. They do all this other stuff. Imagine that. I mean, no president that we know have ever had supporters come and do the stuff, violent stuff like these supporters have done.
That's true.
They coming out talking and speaking to him. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Oh, sure. He knew exactly what he was doing. No question about that.
I think this is what he wanted. I think he knows. I think he knows that you know, once he leaves office, you know, the mountain of litigation that he's going to face isn't going to be something that he can just easily maneuver through. And I believe that he knows that on the jury, yeah, you're going to have some predominant Trump supporters, but I think you know he's going to have some diehard people who are going to be against him no matter what. You know, I mean, and that goes all the way from rape allegations to sexual assault allegations to perjury allegations to allegations against the state and the nation. We got another caller that we had previously in the queue, 8051. 8051, do you have another question or comment?
No, just like what we're going to have to do is stop being nice. If being nice affects one change, and it's not the change that we want, we have to change the way we operate so we can affect the change that we need. And I think we're going to have to stop being, like the one caller said, you know, we tend to go straight to the Bible. But let me tell you something. In the Bible, victory never came without a fight. God had his followers killing folks, women, children, men, and their animals because they were evil. He said, don't let none of them live. And we got to think, hey, if we keep letting these people that's doing things to us survive on this earth, we're going to continue to have the same problem. So we something got to give. We're trying to eradicate them.
No, I agree. There has to be consequences for people's actions. You know, I think that as long as, you know, people see that there are no consequences, they're going to continue. They're going to continue doing what they're doing. And I firmly do believe that, you know, we have to put power to action, and that we have to. We have to put a foot down. You know, we gotta call it like we see it. You know, and we gotta hold people accountable. That's why I always say, you know, the vote matters. People that say vote don't matter, vote matters. I'm not saying that you gotta let somebody tell you who to vote for. I know not this presidential election, but the one where it was Trump versus Hillary. I wrote in Bernie Sanders. You know, I wrote in Bernie Sanders because I felt like, you know, that's who represented my values the most.